USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. President Biden called Border Patrol agents that used horses and reins to corral migrants near the U.S.-Mexico border are an embarrassment and will pay for their actions. Biden took responsibility for the chaos at the border, but added,
to see people treat it like they did, horses barely running over people being strapped, it's outrageous. I promise you those people will pay. They will be, there's an investigation underway now, and there will be consequences.
The White House pressed automakers, chip companies, and others on Thursday to provide information on the ongoing semiconductor crisis that has forced cuts in U.S. auto production and to take the lead in helping solve it. Participants in Thursday's meeting, which followed meetings in April and May, included Detroit's Big Three automakers. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The legacy media seems to be paying attention to the border crisis now that systemic racism is alleged to be an issue. Patrice Onwuka, director of the Center for Economic Opportunity at the Independent Women's Forum, joined John Bachman now on Newsmax to discuss the border crisis in light of White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki's denial of an open border.
They cannot get this border under control. And the legacy media is only now caring because there seems to be a narrative that black people somehow are being targeted, and that this is akin to slave patrols back in the 1700s and 1800s.
Since President Joe Biden took office, he and some congressional Democrats have pushed strongly for the creation of a New Deal-style initiative, the Civilian Climate Corps. On Friday, congressional Democrats unveiled text from the more than 2,000-page reconciliation bill. Among its many appropriations, the new CCC will receive a substantial appropriation. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Haitian refugees are no longer camped near Del Rio, with the situation seemingly diffused. Here's Wendy King.
A makeshift camp under a bridge in Del Rio, Texas, has finally been cleared of migrants. Officials estimate around 15,000 people gathered underneath an international bridge as humanitarian aid and law enforcement poured into the town of Del Rio. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said some of the people are being expelled under a pandemic rule called Title 42. He was asked whether anyone in that large group displayed symptoms of COVID-19.
We did not test that population of individuals. I do not know whether anyone was sick with COVID.
Secretary Mayorkas said about 12,000 Haitians will get to go before a judge to have their asylum cases heard. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Britain's WPP has agreed to pay more than $19 million in a settlement with U.S. authorities relating to bribery allegations and accounting controls for its subsidiaries, including in India and China. The world's largest advertising firm did not admit or deny allegations that it violated provisions of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, but agreed to pay the penalty, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission said. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.